Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about Mine Targima. And the Gemara has two opinions of whether Mine Targima refers to some type of fish or meat, or maybe it refers to fruit, peros. And Tosus there on the side, Dibar Maseches Mine Targima, he talks about whether this connects to the halachas of Shal Shudis. So he says, even though in the Gemara in Sukkah, Rashi there says the Mine Targima referred to peros, and kissin, which may be some type of mizonos. He says, don't learn from here that ein loma mikan sheyo'ilu mina targima l'hashem shal shudash shal Shabbos. Don't think that mina targima will suffice for the three meals of for Shabbos, particularly for Suda Shlishis, because we have a din that shiny hasim over there by Shabbos is different. Meaning, even though maybe by Sukkah you're allowed to have Mina Targima to finish the 14th meal, Timashim, the 14 meals in the Sukkah, when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, it's different. Because over there by Shabbos, Yalfinim Elohu, we learn the source of the Shalosh Shudos is Midikosiv Tlosa Zimnim Hayom. It says the word Hayom three times in the context of a mun, in the context of the mun falling. Shu b'makom pas, the mun was in place of the bread. We learn many halachas of Lecha Mishnah and covering the Lecha Mishnah from the mun. So it says Hayom three times by the mun, so we have to have three meals. V'afilu ivaha, so therefore, there's a special din that Mina Targima, although in general it's fruit and it's mezonos, that does not work for Shabbos. Shabbos you need, just like the mun, you need actual bread. And it is a vafila ihava aminan denafik begimel sudas mina tagima. Even if you say it works by sukkah, it's not going to work by Shabbos. So how do we paskin? What's the din? Are you allowed to have anything other than hamoti for shalosh? This is the Shulchan Aruch Brighton, Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph in Siv Hey. He says it's tzarech la sosa bepas. You have to have the third meal with bread. And he quotes this Tosos here that you have to have based on three times hayom in the context of mum. Then he quotes a Yeshomim, Sheyachal Asos, Bechol Maichal Asa Meachan Mechameshis Aminim, Mine Dagon, you could use anything that made from the five grains. But even there, the Mishabura says, this is all Bidiyevit. Lechadchila, even this second opinion says you need to have pas. The only question is, Bidiyevit, are you Yotze with Mine Dagon? The first Ma'an number says you're not Yotze with Chamisha Mine Dagon, only bread. And the second Ma'an number says you're Yotze even with Chamisha Mine Dagon. And then there's a third Yeshomim in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeshomim, Sheyachal Asos, Bedvarim, Shemlafsin, Behem Bapas. Maybe you can use Mine Dagon, such as Basar V'Dagon. That's a third Yeshomim of a low Peros, but fruit won't work. And there's even a Yeshomim, that Filu Peros, Yachal Asos. Maybe even fruit works for Shal Shudas. So there are four different days here brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And he paskin du Svar, Rishona Iker, Shetzarach Lasos, Bapas. You have to have bread for Suda Shlishis. Ella M. Kane, who Saveh Yosef. Unless a person is so full he can't have bread, then you can rely on these other opinions of having mizonos, fish, meat, or fruit. And the Ramah says another instance where a person is allowed to rely on Mine Targima and not bread is Mamakum Shi'ev Shalom Le'echo Pas, in a situation where it's impossible to have bread, such as when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, where you can't have bread nor can have matzah, then you rely on Mine Targima. But a person really should have bread. And the Shulchan Aruch said earlier, that person has to be careful when he eats. He shouldn't eat so much. He shouldn't eat in Shacharis, where he's not able to have enough room for bread and Shal Shudas. He says, Achacham, the beginning of the simon here, Achacham eina berosho, the wise has his eyes in his head, which means, Shelo yimale bitno besudas boker, a person should not overstuff himself during the Shacharis, during the morning meal, during lunch, kidei lite makom l'sudas shlishis. This way he could have sudas shlishis, and preferably, as we just said, with bread.